Welcome to the morning show on WRCO Radio. It is our day to talk about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and we're getting oh so close to some major events here that GRACE is going to be a part of and sponsoring. Alan Kaszubski is back, Eileen Stevens and June Nee to talk about what's going on here late in the month of April. Well, Alan, the time is near for the race, and is everything in place right now?
Good morning, Phil. And yes, I think we're ready. We have some really exciting news. So officially, we have 35 firefighters registered for the Firefighters Challenge. So I'm really excited about that. A lot of them are from Richland Center, the Richland Center Fire Department. And we have one team all the way from Hixton, Wisconsin. So I think that's going to be really cool.
I didn't even know where that's at, so I guess we'll learn, won't we?
We will. And then the other good news is so far we have about 95 runners, additional runners registered for the different events. So we have the quarter mile kids run, the 1 mile runner walk, the 5K runner walk, and the 10K run. So those 95 people that are already registered are for all those different events.
And the numbers, not bad, but you could use more. People can still sign up, can't they?
We would love to have more. Let's double it. You know, let's go for 200 or 300. So now is the time to go register. We have online registration. Just go to walkwithgrace.com. And then on there, you can see the information for the race.
Give us a timeline of the events, when things will start, and what you're looking at for that day.
Yeah, so the timeline is we're going to start bright and early that morning on May 18th, and we'll have what we call packet pickup or same-day registration, and that will be from 6 a.m. until 7:30 a.m. And then at 7:40, we're going to have the national anthem played, and then 7:45, the kids' run will happen. And then at 8 o'clock, we will have the 10K run. And then shortly after that will be the 5K and then the 1 mile.
Are you getting some response from people from quite a ways away for those events?
I think the farthest away we have right now is probably Viola. But we have a wide age range. I think we have probably from age 7 and to, I want to say like 80, at least 84. I got to double check again, but we have quite the age range participating, which is really cool.
That's wonderful. So those that signed up are eligible for a T-shirt then? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So we have, the nice thing with GRACE is we have such great support, and we have many businesses that have generously donated to us. And we do have a race T-shirt, and on the back of the T-shirt, we will have our sponsors on there. And then on the front, we do have a little design on there with our butterfly and the Race for Grace. And this year, we're going with the orange color. And you can see what it looks like or what it's be similar to on the race website at walkwithgrace.com. In addition to the T-shirt, you'll also get a swag bag. And that's also going to be an orange color. And if you go out to the website, you can see all the goodies that are going to be in there. But we'll have a special swag bag for the kids' race as well. A couple extra ice cream treats in there, which will be pretty nice.
All right. How much does it cost to sign up and be a part of it?
So there's different fees for the different races. So the kids' quarter mile will be $20. The 1 mile will be $25. The 5K will be $35, and then the 10K will be $45.
Wonderful and a cheap price, and I'm guessing that the swag bag is probably almost as much as the entry fee, isn't it? I mean, it's worth about the same?
There's some really nice values in there, and there's going to be a couple more added yet. I'm just waiting for the official information, so keep checking back to the website because I'll keep that updated as to what goodies are in there.
And there will be some music playing in the background. Will there be concessions there that day as well?
We're not going to have concessions, not this year. We're going to kind of see, being the first year, we're going to see how it goes. We will have some snacks for the runners that participate after the race. They can get that. And we'll also have water and maybe some energy drinks as well for the runners. But we won't have anything for spectators. But we really would like people to come out and cheer on the runners that are in the events. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and for those of you that have been lucky enough to have kids that did cross country, and Phil, I think you know a little bit about that as well.
Uh-huh.
But there's something special about those cross country races, and that sport is really unique, I think, from other sports, where you have people cheering for everyone. Even though it's competitive and the runners are trying like hard to beat the others, you have the fans cheering on all the runners. And I would love to create that type of atmosphere for this Race for Grace, where we have just the public come out and cheer on these people that are doing these different events and donating money for a great cause that help fight against cancer. And the other cool thing is, you know, this firefighters challenge that we're doing for the 1 mile race, that's going to start about 8:10, 8:15, something like that. And that the maps of the courses are on the website, walkwithgrace.com. But for the 1 mile, it's basically in Crosscut Park. So if you come out to the community center and look around there, you'll see where to stand and cheer people on. But I think it would be really cool if we had a large number of people to come out and cheer those firefighters on, because they're going to be wearing their turnout gear. And these firefighters, and there's going to be men and women, and they've been training. You know, they're taking this seriously, and I think they're kind of competitive too. So the goal with this is, you know, to help them get excited about being more active as well. But one of the rules for this firefighters challenge is the team must finish together. You know, so there's no one left behind. So their time is going to be when the last person finishes. Okay. For their team.
How heavy are the packs and the gear they're wearing? Any ideas?
I heard it's a lot. You know, I heard it's, you know, well over 50 pounds and maybe closer to 100 pounds with all the gear on. So, you know, it's a lot of weight, and I heard it doesn't breathe well. So luckily, about halfway through, we're going to have a water station for them so they can rehydrate. We're hoping it'll be a cool morning. Hopefully the weather cooperates for us. But yeah, it's going to be quite a special event, I think.
What a great event, and it puts a spotlight on those that serve us every single day, and you know, gives an opportunity maybe for some friendly competition between the departments too, it sounds like, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't want to, so that's one thing that we're doing with the 1 mile. But I don't want to diminish the people that are actually doing those events as well. So there's other people registered for the 1 mile event that might be walking it, or they might be running it. And that's great too, because we're going to cheer everyone on. And, you know, I'm sure my kids are just rolling their eyes right now listening to me, but I was one of those really loud parents at the cross country races, and you could hear me a long ways away. So you'll be hearing me Saturday morning cheering everyone on. But, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, people being, whether they're competitive or just happy to be able to finish. You know, either way, we'll be cheering you on, whether you're in the 1 mile, the quarter mile kids run, the 5K, or the 10K.
Yeah, well, we look forward to it. Coming up on May 18th, we'll come back to Alan in just a little bit. We want to talk to President Eileen Stevens from Grace. Eileen, it's still April, but it seems like the time's going by fast. The walk is drawing nearer, isn't it?
It definitely is, Phil. There's a lot going on. We just came from the Grace office from the walk meeting, so there's a lot of excitement building, a lot of people. You know, there's so many segments to it behind the scenes that it's all coming together. So, you know, great already. It's in a long ways to go yet. Well, not really a long ways, but
it's getting there.
But
you've made some decisions. Tell me about the logo.
So, with our Grace logo, the butterfly, the hand with the butterfly, and the Walk with Grace logo with the family, we did have those. I worked with Department of Financial Institutions, and we had those registered, so our trademarks, our brand is protected now, which is nice. So we have, if anybody's using our logo, we can, you know, make sure that they're really a Grace fundraiser going on, which our teams are out there fundraising, doing a great job of it.
And a lot of teams are out there working. We're already starting to get some broad stands and some different unique ways to raise money, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And I encourage teams that if they know they're having a fundraiser to let us know, because we can advertise that for them. We don't do the advertising, but Alan will put it on our social media page. If they send us a flyer, you know, he can post that if it's a Grace function. For the there's a few events coming up. St. John's is doing a share night at Culver's. That's going to be April 24th, so that's like next week, Wednesday. And then on May 5th, we have a group doing the Sunday Fun Day Dance at the Community Center, which sounds pretty exciting. They're going to have square dancing and waltzes and mixers and, you know, doing the do-si-do like we did in middle school. That was a lot of fun. But they're going to be doing a fundraiser, and they did ask. Team Crusaders is actually doing the concessions at that event. And if we can get this event to take off, which they gave us a sampling of it the other night at the Walk Around the World with Grace, we did some practicing of what they show, and it's a lot of fun. So if we can get that, will be a fundraiser, you know, on May 5th for the group as well.
Tell me about the concessions that are going to be available that day from your group. Some pies and things like that?
So we may have slices of pie. We're still working with the group as to exactly what's there. They're suggesting like trail mix and snack bars and different types of desserts and cookies and popcorn. I'm not sure if we're going to do like hot dogs or anything like that. I think it's going to be more of the snacks and hydration, water, juice, or like high C, or not high C, Gatorade or something like that, because, you know, it takes a lot out of them when they're doing those dances.
Absolutely. Something to replenish them after after they do-si-do a little bit.
Right.
So we're getting close to the kickoff meeting and different things. And I think you really want to make a push today for teams, don't you? To register, maybe form and reform and things like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, we're always looking for teams. And I'm sure, I don't know if June's going to touch on that a bit, but certainly we teams are always welcome. We would love to grow it to have a couple hundred teams. It would be wonderful, whether it's a, you know, a business or organization, a family, a community, a street that gets together. And, you know, all teams are welcome. We highly encourage that.
And a lot of times teams will form to support like maybe one individual. We've seen that a lot before, haven't we?
Yes. If they have a family member or a friend that had cancer, they form around that individual and create a team. And some people have, maybe there's no cancer in the family at all, but they want to support the effort, and they just, you know, some are competitive. There's some competitive teams out there, and that's always fun to have a little bit of competition. But
last time you were here, Eileen, I know you were talking about kind of expanding things, and I think you want to reiterate that today again, that the Grace area has grown a little bit.
Right, we did. At our board meeting earlier in the year, we decided to bring in all the townships. You know, we've got Richland County itself, and then all the townships that touch Richland County. So to kind of go over those to be sure everybody is aware of what the current surrounding townships are, who's eligible for service. In Crawford County, the individuals that are in Clayton, Marietta, and Scott townships, they are eligible to receive services from Grace. Grant County, we serve Boscobel, Muscadet, Waterford townships. And then in Iowa County, the townships of Clyde, Pulaski, and Wyoming are all eligible to receive funds. Sauk County residents in the townships of Bear Creek, Ironton, Laval, Spring Green, Washington, or Woodland townships. And then in Vernon County includes Kickapoo, Liberty, Stark, Union, and Webster townships. So if they looked at the map of Richland County, each one of those townships touches our borders. So, and that's kind of where we're looking to. I mean, we have a solid board here, and we'd like to expand that as well to bring in some individuals from those outlying areas. You know, we've got a lot of small towns, you know, Boscobel, Blue River, Spring Green, Lone Rock, Hill Point, Weston, we would love to have somebody from those areas come in and be part of our board so we can get perspective from them as to how we can serve their communities better and their individuals better.
Yeah, you would encourage them to maybe come up with some fundraising ideas too.
You bet. Yes, encourage them to have teams. I mean, we're here already. I mean, we're on our 21st year, and we would love to get teams in those new areas.
Some of those areas would cross over a little bit. I know you have the Iowa County Cancer Coalition, and For Pete's Sake is in Spring Green. Mm-hmm. They cross over just a little bit into those areas, don't they?
Right. They cross over, and the thing is, you know, with these groups, whether it's For Pete's Sake or the Grant County, we're not competing against each other at all. It's kind of a hand up for each of the groups. It's supporting each other. They can collect funds. If they've received funds from For Pete's Sake, they can still come to Grace and say, hey, I need some gas cards, or I need help paying my rent this month. If they're in cancer treatment, they can get services from us as well.
That's good to know. And if someone is in one of those areas, I'm guessing they could just call the Grace phone to find a little bit more, or go
right
to the website?
If it's somebody who specifically needs services, if they want to, you know, fill out an application or that, they would want to call our services number, which is 608-604-2900. If they have just general questions about how to do a Grace team, who to contact, they can contact our main number, which is 608-604-8255. And those numbers are on our website and Facebook page. Also, they can email info@walkwithgrace.com. Check out our website. They can get a hold of us.
Plenty of ways to get a hold of us.
Plenty of ways to get a
hold
of us.
Or they can call the radio station and... Joanne or I can direct them in the right direction. June Nee is here as well, the chairperson of The Walk. Good morning, June.
Good morning, Phil.
And you just recently came from the meeting. You guys are starting to kind of get the ball rolling, aren't you?
Yes. Yep, we're rolling now. Yeah, we just had our April meeting with our committees. Everything is looking really good. We are all set for our kickoff, which is going to be Thursday, May 16th. From 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the community center. We're going to have a free will offering pancake supper provided by the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center. They will be serving their pancakes, sausages, applesauce, and cherries with some beverages. So we're really looking forward to that. We've done that the last 2 years, and it's really gone over well. We really enjoyed it, and so that will be how we're going to start our kickoff.
Kiwanis Club does a great job with that event, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do a lot of great stuff, and we really appreciate that they've done this for us the last few years.
Steve Colstead was here not too long ago talking about that, but they get involved in a lot of things. But I think he'll be the head pancake cooker that night.
Yeah, he might be.
If I'm not mistaken. Sure.
Yeah. So we want to encourage teams to come out and register that night. The registration fee is still $150. So we encourage anybody that would like to have a team or is thinking about having a team to come and join us that night. If you just need some information, we'll have that there. We'll have a short program starting probably around 6 p.m. We're going to introduce our ambassadors for this year. And then we will also go through, every team will get a packet. And Marsha Burkhammer, my registration chairperson, will go through the packet, let people know important dates such as T-shirt day and picking up T-shirts, all that kind of stuff. There will be a lot of information in the packet that each team gets.
T-shirts, the orders go in, and then they'll be getting them back sometime this summer then.
Yes. I think T-shirt day is... Marsha just told me those dates. It'll be in June, and then we'll get them back in July. And once you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. We will have a special day that we try to encourage everybody in the community to wear it, the week of Grace. But as soon as you get those T-shirts, start wearing them. Show off your support for Grace, and it advertises for us when you wear your shirts. So we really appreciate that. But yeah, the T-shirt order day will be in June, and I'll have those dates for everybody another time. And then pickup day will be in July. We'll also have there that night luminaries for the teams to pick up, and calendar raffle tickets will be available. And the team captains can also visit logistics. Eric Renish will be there that night, and you can pick your team site at the walk.
The walk is going to be similar. It's kind of the old school walk at Crosscut Park, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. And that will be Friday, August 9th, and we'll have an opening ceremony at 6 p.m. And we will, we'll have the luminaries out, and then we'll light them up as it gets dark, and then we'll have the luminary ceremony at around 9 o'clock, and then we'll close out and hopefully have a nice amount of money raised by that time.
Again, what is the theme this year?
The theme this year is Making Strides for a Cure. We're kind of having it be with kind of the Race for Grace. Mm-hmm. Kind of wanted to bring it all together, and so Making Strides for a Cure, and our color is going to be orange this year. So Marcia's working on the t-shirts right now, getting that all put together. So I think it's going to be really good.
Have we officially announced the ambassadors yet?
I haven't officially announced the ambassadors yet, because I'm still waiting on two, just to confirmation.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure I have them all confirmed. I speak to them. And then we will officially announce the ambassadors at the kickoff in May.
Oh, I wanted the morning show scoop here, but I guess we'll have to wait.
Sorry, Phil.
A little bit. Anything you'd like to add, June, about the walk?
Yeah, I don't think so. If anybody has any questions, just be sure to go to walkwithgrace.com. And like Eileen said, you can email the info section there. And, but yeah, please join us. Even if you don't have a team, if you want to join us for kickoff, come and have some pancakes for your supper that night. It's free will offering. Just do what you can. All the proceeds, go to Grace. So it helps us out, and come and enjoy a night of pancakes and some good food and learn a little bit more about Grace.
Indeed. Well, we'll learn more about Grace in a moment. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation with the members of the Grace Board. They're here today, June Nee, Eileen Stevens, and Alan Kaszubski on WRCO. Welcome back to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. There's always a little bit more fun if there are more people involved. And Alan, you'd like nothing more than to have some more people step ahead, right?
Absolutely. We're always looking, you know, for more people to get involved, whether you want to volunteer or you want to create your own Grace team. And, you know, Suzanne Fish and myself this year on the Walk with Grace committee, there's a special committee for recruitment. And so Suzanne Fish and I are chairing that committee, and we haven't had that in a couple of years. So our Walk with Grace team count hasn't really been growing, and it's actually shrunk a little bit, I think. So this year we're getting the feet on the ground, the boots on the ground, and you know, we're trying to get out to talk to people. And I'll be honest with you, Suzanne Fish has done a lot better job at this than me. She's kind of kicking my butt and it's recruiting of teams, so kudos to her. But we want to get more people involved. In fact, you know, just yesterday I was talking with someone from the general area, and they knew about Grace, but they didn't know Grace helped out in their area. And that's why I'm glad Eileen covered our service area boundaries again, because I think that's really important for people to understand that we're more than just Richland County. And we would love to have some new Walk with Grace teams, maybe from Boscobel, maybe from Viola, maybe up, you know, by Ironton or Lavelle, you know, up in that northeast corner up there. Maybe, you know, maybe we could have a Lake Redstone Walk with Grace team. You know, you guys could have, you know, parties on the lake and get contributions that way. But we really want to encourage people. You know, Spring Green is another great area as well. So if you're wondering how to find out more information, the best thing you can do is go to walkwithgrace.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of our website, and there's a contact us form. But if you don't like websites, some of you people don't like websites, we're okay with that. We have other options. You could email info@walkwithgrace.com, or you could call us at 608-604-8255 and say you're interested in forming a Walk with Grace team. and we will take care of the rest. But what we really need are people. People that are kind of excited about raising funds to help fight cancer. And that's what this is all about, getting people excited, getting people together. And we have connections, and we can help teams work with each other, because I've heard of some past teams sometimes that it's hard even for teams on their own team to get people to help out. So you'll get a team captain, they're all excited, and then, you know, they'll ask a couple of people and they're like, no, I can't help this time. And they have troubles finding people to help as well. But we can connect you with other teams to possibly have a joint team fundraiser. So don't feel like you have to do this on your own. You know, we're one big team. And when it comes down to it, we're all in it for the same reason. We're all in it to help raise funds to help people fighting cancer.
You can be, what, two people on a team? You could be 20, whatever works, right?
Absolutely, yep. And, you know, it doesn't, so we have the flat registration fee of $150. But after that, what you raise, you know, if you raise another $10 after that, that's $10 that we didn't have before for Grace. That's just as important as a team of 100 people raising $1,000. So, you know, don't think that you can't help out, because any amount will help.
Unique fundraisers, and maybe you could co-op with another team to maybe kind of combine forces for some of these fundraisers too, couldn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was out and about in the different areas, you know, when I was in the Boscobel area, the Boscobel bowling alley, you know, the owner there, he's like, you know, let people know that if they want to do a fundraiser here for Grace, that we'll give them a deal. So if you're in the Boscobel area, you want to start a team, let us know, and we can help share that information with you.
Well, wonderful. You've already had a few wonderful opportunities, some bowling tournaments and different things going on the first part of the year for Grace, haven't you?
Absolutely, yes. Some teams have been very busy already, lots of fundraising going on, so we'd love to see that. You know, we hear lots of people having fun, and that's kind of what it's all about. You know, we all know cancer sucks, right? No one likes cancer, and it's very difficult to go through. But when you can get a group of people together to have some fun, knowing that you're going to help support people that are going through those struggles, it's kind of worth it.
Indeed. How is the walk around the world with Grace going? Eileen, have you had any information on how that's gone?
It's been going great. They just had their dinner on Monday night, it was. And I forget what the mileage was, Alan. Do you remember how many miles they've walked already?
I think we're close to, it was at least 20,000, maybe close to 25,000 miles already.
Incredible.
It was fascinating.
That, yes. That might be even ahead of last year.
It is. It's ahead of last year, and we have more people this year, too. We have over 300 people signed up already.
Good. Yes. Yeah, there's strength in numbers and some positive peer pressure there a little bit.
And people can still join. I mean, it's not like they can join at any time to participate in the walk around the world with Grace.
Now that the weather has maybe shaped up a little bit for spring, that'll be a good thing.
Yeah. That event goes all the way until the end of July.
End of July.
And you want to mention volunteers, not just team members, Eileen, but you'd love to have more people helping out, wouldn't you?
Right. Oh, yeah. And that's whether it's, you know, team members, whether it's committees, you know, helping June out on her committee or Alan on his race with Grace. We always need volunteers. I would also like to reach out to the highly motivated individuals that would like to make a difference and be part of our board, you know, especially in the outlying regions to come in and participate on our board to have, you know, fresh ideas coming in. That's how we always have a fresh perspective, is to bring in, you know, every couple of years, bringing in new people to give new ideas so it doesn't get stale and doesn't, you know, we want to remain strong. We've had 20 strong years. We're starting the foundation to build the next 20 strong years, and we need everybody's ideas. They can certainly email or call anytime with ideas or thoughts or what about this for a fundraiser? We'll give them feedback to, you know, with their ideas. The teams that do fundraisers, just as a reminder, the expenses, that's their expense, so they can't turn in receipts or anything to the Grace office for printing or anything like that. If they're promoting or printing, that's their fee, that's their cost to cover. But we encourage I said, send us that flyer. Alan will get it on the website or on the Facebook page, and we will help promote all we can.
You could use some help, you know, through the year, but also the night of the walk, too, setting up and tearing down.
Night of the walk, yep, you bet. Any time you would have to help. Sometimes we're doing mailings, which will probably be coming up here shortly. You know, slapping envelopes together and stamps and to help get that stuff out.
Parades coming up, too. We're going to be in a bunch of parades this year. Mm-hmm. And we would love to have some people, you know, helping us walk in the parades. We had a blast last year, whether you were throwing candy or handing out brochures or dishing out sunscreen. Every parade we were in, everyone had a lot of fun.
Yep. And we already did one this year down at Avoca.
We did, and it didn't snow.
It did not snow. It was wonderful.
That went all right, huh?
Yeah, we didn't have to wear snow pants this year, so that was pretty special.
Yeah, it was pretty cold last year.
But yeah, if anybody has events, if they have vendor events going on, we may know of parades, but if you have a parade or something going on, give us a call. Let us know. We would love to set up. If it's handing out brochures and sharing our information.
You'll be selling raffle tickets again this year. When does that sale start?
They hand them out May 16th, so
then
the 17th they'll start selling.
Good to go.
Maybe and sell some at the that night. Who knows?
Uh-huh. Right. For the kickoff night and whatnot.
Right.
So, Alan, again, the next time you're on the morning show with us, the race will have happened, So, which is pretty exciting. We've been talking about it for a while now, but it's getting close, isn't it?
It seems unreal, Phil. You know, we started, like I think you said in the last show, we started talking about it last fall, and all of a sudden, you know, it's almost here. So just a few weeks away. It's really exciting. I hope the weather cooperates with us. And I hope more people consider signing up and or at least come out and cheer on the people that have signed up. And we're just looking forward to a lot of fun.
Yeah, you never know what kind of weather it is, but usually people that come out and walk and run, they're pretty hardy souls. I think they'll probably come out regardless, won't they?
I think so.
Yeah. And the fire departments will come out, I'm guessing, and do the 1 mile thing. That's going to be fun just to watch, isn't it?
It is. I'm really excited about that. It's going to be really neat to see. I don't know of this happening anywhere else in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm hoping, you know, I hope everyone has fun. And I hope after this, you know, the word just spreads like crazy. And then next year we'll have an even bigger event.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else either of you would like to add today?
Nope. I just want to thank you, Phil, for having us in. We certainly appreciate it. We always put the challenge out there for people, again, to form teams and volunteer where they can. Maybe the schools can have some competition between the grades and the classes, or one school against the other. A lot of options out there for fundraising and participating.
Yes, there is. And it'd be great to see some groups like 4-H groups and things like that get involved and help in some way too, wouldn't it?
Most definitely, yes.
Sure. So the important dates are May 16th, right? That's the kickoff.
The kickoff.
May 18th is the walk,
race for grace.
Walk, run, race for grace, right? Absolutely. And then some other things come up. Parades fairly soon down the road. And then the walk itself is August.
Actually, May 18th will probably be in the Morrell Mushroom Festival parade as well.
That same day. Oh, okay. You guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, we're double booked.
Yep. We have a booth down there as well. So one of the teams does. So handing out information.
Good. You'll be burning the candle at both ends that day. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming in today, you guys. Right.
Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Phil.
You bet. Eileen Stevens, Alan Kashubsky, June Nee from Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination on today's morning show.